Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
With Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, I am announcing my new creation, the Haunted Boulder City Ghost and UFO Tour. That's right, here in Nevada. And Tulpamancy. How do those two connect? You're going to enjoy this. But listen, before I get into that exciting news, I have to explain that my voice is probably going to sound a little different in this edition of the show, and that's because I am just now recovering from COVID-19. As you may know, I live in Las Vegas, an internationally famous city visited by people from all over, and I'm presuming I got the Delta variant here, and it turned into pneumonia. So, as you can imagine, I ran for my metaphysical cabinet to work on my health, and I asked some of my close friends and family to pray for me, and I'm happy to report that my wife, Lauren, who also had it, and I are now over it, but my voice is still quite weak, especially given the pneumonia. So it's hard to talk for a while without coughing, and I don't know how long that will last. So if I don't sound quite as enthusiastic in this episode as I usually do, it's not because I don't feel that way. It's only because I'm taking it really easy on my voice to help everything heal. So I'm actually very happy to even be recording a show, frankly. And I will be honest with you, this was the sickest I have ever been in my life. I had an extremely high fever, nausea, headaches. It was absolutely miserable. And so I thank God and I thank all my wonderful friends and family who prayed for us for getting us through that nightmarish experience. Oh boy, glad that is behind us. So on to the fun, fantastic, exciting news. I have been wanting to tell you about this for the longest time. You know, I've mentioned on a number of occasions this little town that's about 30 minutes from Las Vegas called Boulder City. And Boulder City is this quaint, charming little sort of Hallmark movie town with a nice little walking historic district. And there are all kinds of bars and antique shops and nice little wine and cheese shop. And it's just a fantastic sort of all-American little town. You'd never think it's near Las Vegas. They don't allow you to gamble there. And yet there are all kinds of really interesting things that are kind of paranormal there. You have Tom Devlin's Monster Museum. He's the special effects guy who has a museum there with all these different classic and modern movie monsters, full-size statues. And then there is a UFO headquarters there. A lot of people call it Area 52 with a flying saucer outside. They make all the Zoltar machines in the world in Boulder City. They even make the Fisher space pins in Boulder City. It was invented there, and it's made there to this day. You know, the space pins were created for NASA astronauts because they use compressed gas, and these pins are able to write upside down underwater. They're the most effective, efficient pins ever created. Those all come from there. There's all this kind of quirky, creative, interesting history behind Boulder City. And Boulder City was created as a place to house the workers who built the Hoover Dam. They called it the Boulder Dam originally, but we now know it as the Hoover Dam. It's one of the most visited attractions in the country. And so I really started falling in love with Boulder City years ago. And I immediately thought it was amazing that there had never been a paranormal tour of any kind created there. So I started doing research and investigations, interviewing people. And guess what? I am now debuting the Haunted Boulder City Ghost and UFO Tour. Now, this is an easy 60-minute stroll. It's just a walking tour there in historic downtown. We usually do it at 8 p.m., and let me just give you an idea. Like right now, we're charging $19.95 for adults and $12.95 for kids. Here are some of the things that you learn about. How many men died building the Hoover Dam and why they still haunt us. The ghost dog that still wanders the streets at night. The woman who became our first murderer. Area 51 and new UFO sightings. Where the gangsters really buried bodies. You learn about Boris Karloff, Betty Davis, and strange celebrities in town. Plus, we give you some tips like how to turn your body into a human ghost meter. And you even get an ESP gambling tip. That's just some of the stuff. All that and a lot more. And I'd like to tell you some interesting stories and kind of creepy stories about Boulder City and more about why I decided to create this tour, but also why that I think the process of creating a ghost tour in general is a very special exercise in tulpamancy. This is, I think, the eighth ghost tour that I've created, and I've created ghost tours all over North America. And so I'll tell you a little bit about that, and we can learn some lessons, because, you know, and I'll refresh you on what tulpas are, but when you're putting together a ghost tour, you're almost creating a citywide tulpa. But to give you, you know, just a little more information about the Boulder City tour, and by the way, the website is hauntedbouldercity.com, hauntedbouldercity.com. We can't take many people, so I hope that you'll go there and get a ticket and come join us. We're only going to do it on Friday nights for a while, and then we'll probably expand from there. But Boulder City is considered the first planned city of the 20th century. The U.S. government created it in the 1930s to house up to 5,000 workers on the Boulder Dam. And it was during the Prohibition, and so to keep morale high, both drinking and gambling were illegal. And the only other town in Nevada that still has illegal gambling is a place called Panica, which is about 3 hours to the north. Well, you know, when the dam was being built officially, 96 men died during that project. But the reality is, many more died from noxious gases, but it was reported as death from pneumonia to limit liability. So lots of the homes in this little town are still haunted by the apparitions of these men today. But many of the people who live there, they really don't want to publicly talk about ghosts on their property to preserve privacy. You can understand that, and that's something I'm always very respectful of when I'm putting together these ghost tours in various places. But you know what's interesting is that one of the most prominent ghosts reported in the town of Boulder City is seen outside, usually on one of the main streets. Now, just based on my interviews, this dog has been seen by dozens of people over the decades. And that's right, I said a dog. Because one day, a black dog, a shepherd, appeared on the Hoover Dam worksite and just hung out there for years with all the workmen. He kind of became a mascot for the men. He'd carry their lunch around. Everybody loved him. And in 1941, he went to sleep behind the wheel of a truck and was accidentally killed. And the men were absolutely just so grief-stricken. The workmen, now these are the best engineers in the world, you know, they decided to bury him next to the dam. They made this impressive little vault there for him. You can go there to this day and see it. There's a plaque there and everything. But you know what? It seems that his spirit continued to follow the men around, because sure enough, to this day, the ghostly black dog of the dam, as they call him, is still seen, sometimes playfully wandering this particular street. There are any street, but there are some streets. There's one place in particular we'll show you. So it's a good place to keep an eye out. And you know, today, less than 20,000 people live in Boulder City. In fact, it's my understanding that they try to keep restrictions on the number of people there. And Boulder City is one of the safest cities in America. I mean, if you look up the stats, it's amazing how low the crime rate is there. I mean, I think sometimes it's literally the safest city in America. But there was a famous murder there in 1937. And so this was actually the first official recorded murder in Boulder City. And when we come back, I will tell you about this murder and the surprising story regarding, well, the murderer being a woman. That's kind of unusual. And then she wasn't just any ordinary woman, though. She had some very special survival abilities. Such great stories there. I'm really excited about this tour. Hey, listen, before we take this break, I have a new kit that I have created, and I was thinking about whether or not to make it available, and I, you know, it's helped me so much, I've decided I am going to do it. It's going to be a limited thing. I'm not going to talk about it on this podcast. I'm not going to even put it in my curiosity shop. The only way you're going to know about it is if you sign up for my free e-newsletter. You have to go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. Put your email address there into the e-newsletter bank and hit submit. For one thing, you're instantly going to receive some free digital gifts from me. But then after that, I will directly email you and announce to you when my new kit is going to be available. I'm only going to put it out there for 1 week. JoshuaPWarren.com. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Hang in there. Josh is coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does, or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/strangethings.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
With age, women and men have issues with fine lines, wrinkles, under-eye bags, crepey skin on the neck, and aging on the hands. Dr. Nathan Newman has developed Lumines for amazing results treating these issues with his stem cell-based formula, APT200. Try Lumines today with our postage-paid starter kit for only $19.99, available exclusively at HealthyLooking.com. Join thousands of satisfied customers using Lumines. Learn more at HealthyLooking.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. One thing I noticed over the years as I was doing all my paranormal research is that sometimes you go into a town and you start looking at all of their paranormal stories and you start seeing a particular number pop up over and over again in various ways in that town. So, for example, in Asheville, the number, and of course, I'm from Asheville, North Carolina, where I have the haunted Asheville ghost tours. The number there is 13. It pops up again and again and again in various scenarios all throughout history. I won't get into that right now, but I discovered very quickly that in Boulder City, Nevada, the number 37 pops up over and over in a lot of their paranormal stories. And also holidays, for some reason, come up a lot. Whether it's April Fool's Day or Halloween or Christmas Eve, you know, that sort of thing happens a lot. So this story I want to tell you about the first official murderer there in haunted Boulder City, of course, it comes from 1937. And I hope you'll go to
hauntedbouldercity.com to learn more about this new tour I have coming up. But there was this quaint little house right there in the historic district. And I don't point out exactly what house it was because, you know, people still live there. All right. And I respect the, you know, people's privacy. But on April Fool's Day of 1937, there was a 37-year-old man who lived in that house, and his name was George Nusser, N-U-S-S-E-R. And on that day, April Fool's Day, he decided to divorce his wife. April Fool's, nope, it was no joke. He divorced his wife, Grace. And Grace Nusser was not the least bit happy about this. She told everybody that he was a philanderer, that, you know, he was running around cheating on her, that he abused her. And now, you know, the nerve that he would divorce her. Well, later that month, Grace, she started drinking in the afternoon and she got good and drunk. And that evening she drove to George's house and she snuck into the house and he was lying there. And we have all kinds of details from historians. I'll just tell you, he was lying there naked because you can imagine this is April in southern Nevada. Goodness knows how hot it was. He was lying there sleeping naked on his bed. And so she walked up to him with a 38 caliber revolver and she shot him basically point blank in the head. And then she turned the light on, which we know because there are bloody fingerprints all around the light switch. She must have looked at his body for a while and then she pulled this white sheet up over him. So then she left, got in her car, and she drove to a local gas station covered in blood. She paid with bloody dollar bills. And then she drove to the dam and passed out. Well, a little later that night, a local law enforcement guy, what they called a ranger, found her there in the car. And she actually fired at him twice. But he was able to wrestle that gun away from her and take her to jail. When she got to the jail, she asked to use the ladies' room. And when they told her, okay, she could do that, instead, this woman escaped out the front door and just ran off into the night. Now, if you can imagine, this is 1937. This woman, by herself, completely unprepared to do what she did, she made it 15 miles on foot through that dark desert full of snakes, scorpions, and cliffs, 15 miles. And a posse found her the next day crouched between two boulders. Now, lots of women attended her trial to see if she would get off for killing her husband, but instead she was sentenced to life in prison and eventually died in the state mental hospital. So I think you can imagine why to this day the bloody ghost of George Nusser, covered partially in a white sheet, is reported around that old house and even other parts of the local neighborhood there. In fact, sometimes, according to local legend, people in the neighborhood still hear that terrible 1937 gunshot late at night, although no one in the town has fired a shot. So this is what I consider a possible imprint. You know, a moment so dramatic that it was somehow recorded in the environment, and it apparently replays itself from time to time. And there are so many strange, quirky stories like that about this place. I would love to just sit here and tell you the whole tour and just taste. But yeah, I'll tell you one more story, just one more, because this is something that I was completely not expecting to discover. Back in May, Lauren and I got together with my buddy C. Eric Scott, and we decided to take a cruise of Lake Mead. Now, Lake Mead is the gigantic lake that is created by the Hoover Dam. You know, the Hoover Dam basically backs up the Colorado River, and you have Lake Mead, and Lake Mead feeds water to various states. And right now it's at an all-time low. So a lot of people are worried about that. But anyway, you can go there and take like cruises on this lake. And it's very scenic. It's a fun, pleasant thing to do. And so Lauren and Eric and I, we went out and got tickets to go on this paddle boat cruise. You know, it's like an old Mississippi River paddle boat. And so you get there early in the day, and they have a little restaurant and bar, and they take you all around. They show you all these interesting formations, and then they take you right up to the dam, basically, and then back. So it's a really cool thing to do. Well, I got there early enough so that I could start talking to some of the staff and picking their brain a little bit. Because, again, there's never been a paranormal tour about Boulder City or a paranormal book or anything. So, I've had to be kind of careful about breaking the ice with some of my questions about spooky stuff. You never know what kind of reaction you're going to get. And I started talking to the staff and asked them if they knew anything ghostly. And they're like, oh, yeah, this paddle boat is haunted. And I go, really? I said, yeah. He said, for one thing, years ago, there was a woman who was a tourist named Sally who came on that boat. And at one point, you know, the boat is, I think it was like two or three stories tall, I forget. And she tripped and fell down the stairs, hit her head, and died. And that Sally is the most like consistent ghost that she's always like, well, she's kind of dangerous because sometimes she unties lines and mixes lines up. You know, I don't know that much about how boats work, but you know, they have lines, turns the music up and down, does mischievous things. But the thing that I thought was most interesting is that one of the staff members said that a lot of people get cremated and decide that they want to have their ashes scattered in Lake Mead, which you're not supposed to do that. So people go onto this paddle boat and they secretly bring this urn with them. And at the right moment, they'll get up on one of these levels, and it's really windy out there most of the time. And then they'll dump these ashes, and there is this kind of lip that runs all around the boat. And so it turns out that most of the ashes don't even make it over the side of the boat. They get caught on this lip. So to some extent, there may be like layers of cremated remains that encircle and frame this entire paddle boat. And I'm telling you, you wouldn't believe some of the just strange, quirky stories like that. So anyway, look, I won't tell you the whole story. Or the whole story or the whole tour here. But I hope that you'll join us. And you know what? It turns out that the people of Boulder City have been so wonderful, have been so, you know, they're so excited. They've embraced this so much that they're all chipping in and they're doing like special stuff for our guests. For example, the haunted hotel there in town, the Boulder Dam Hotel, has a speakeasy downstairs and it's called Cleveland's Lounge. And you'll learn on the tour about, you know, why that place is haunted. But the owners of Cleveland's, they're so excited about the tour, they decided to create a specialty signature cocktail for my tour guests. It's called The Ghost. So you go into this big historic hotel, you walk down to the speakeasy, and then it looks really cool down there. And The Ghost is this beautiful drink. They here's what they literally call it. They say it's a haunting combination of white chocolate and vodka served bitterly cold with a mystical sugared rim. There's so much cool stuff. Oh, and by the way, the first 1,000 people who take the Haunted Boulder City Tour are going to receive a special gift from me that you get to take home. The first 1,000 people. So anyway, all the information is there. Book your ticket right now. I promise you, you want to be one of those first 1,000 people. Go to hauntedbouldercity.com, hauntedbouldercity.com. When we come back, I'm going to tell you more about how creating a ghost tour like this is a form of tulpamancy. This is about creating a spiritual overlay, a spiritual form, a spiritual life form. And it can be creepy, or it can be very, very valuable and healing and sacred. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
With age, our skin loses its elasticity. The most common complaints are under eye bags, wrinkles, crow's feet, and eyebrow sag. Now, diminish those visible signs of aging in mere minutes. Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com is a velvety microcream that, when applied lightly, reveals visible, toned, lifted skin. Instant beauty. Stunning results for women and men. Instantly Ageless was a hit on The Rachel Ray Show.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin. So we're going to test it out.
All right, we're going to try a product
this
here. It's more accessible, right?
Ageless. You know, we'll go backstage, we'll test it out. It's a cream. You literally just put it on. So we'll put on a really thin layer and we're going to see if it sort of lives
see
up
if it
to
makes any difference. And then she went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Get your Instantly Ageless now at our exclusive website, HealthyLooking.com, or by phone at 800-604-3129. That's 800-604-3129. Within minutes, you can take years off your looks and reveal visibly toned, lifted skin. Try our starter kit, postage paid, for only $19.99, or stock up with a full-sized box at a newly reduced price. Not available in stores. Instantly Ageless at HealthyLooking.com or 800-604-3129. Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. And yes, I wrote and created the Haunted Boulder City Ghost and UFO Tour. And it is being hosted by Las Vegas native Mr. Nick Weird. And yeah, he's going to have some goodies for those of you who come to our first tours. Just go check the calendar there for the available times at hauntedbouldercity.com. You know what? I don't know if it's a unique position, but I'm certainly in a specialized position because I have gone to at least 8 different cities. Or actually, let me put it this way. I have created at least 8 different paranormal tours that from scratch, like that didn't exist before, where you go into a town and there was no paranormal tour, and then I create it. And what you find is that after that, well, then you get competition that springs up and people try to rip off your stuff and copy you, and you know, that's just how it goes. But the first paranormal tour I created was the Haunted Asheville Tour in Asheville, North Carolina. And then also in Asheville, I created a different version of that called the Supernatural Tour. I created that with Tad McDivitt. So that's 2. And then went to Biltmore Village in Asheville and created the Haunted Biltmore Village Tour with a guy named Chris Sarles. So that's 3. And then I went to Puerto Rico, created the Old San Juan Ghost Tour. And then on the other side of the island, the Haunted Rincon Puerto Rico Ghost Tour. And then I created the Haunted Morganton, North Carolina Ghost Tour. And then I created the Creepy Vegas Ghost Tour, which actually turned into the Creepy Vegas show. We found that having a show worked better than a tour for that concept. And so this is at least like the 8th tour that I've created, the Haunted Boulder City Ghost and UFO Tour. And one of the reasons I love doing this, creating tours, is because I consider a tour, a ghost tour, a city-wide tulpa. And creating a ghost tour to be a form of tulpa-mancy. Now, let me explain what I mean by this. If you just go to Wikipedia and you look up the word tulpa, T-U-L-P-A, you've heard me talk about this many times. The actual definition they give is a tulpa is a concept in mysticism and the paranormal of a being or object which is created through spiritual or mental powers. And I think that calling it a being or an object is a little bit narrow. I think that you're creating things that can be perceived as a being or an object, but it's more like they might appear as a being or an object instead of being a being or an object. You know, my favorite example of this, and I know you've probably heard this before, is like Walter Gibson, the writer who lived in the 1930s in Greenwich Village, and he was writing novels about this fictional superhero called The Shadow. And The Shadow wore a big, long black cape and a black hat. And he had a red scarf, and he was just running around fighting bad guys. And there was so much demand for Shadow novels that Walter Gibson would sit by himself in this little house for months on end, just cranking out one Shadow novel after another. He couldn't keep up with the demand. And it was just an insane output. Like, you know, once a month he had a new novel out. And for years after that, people who lived in his house said that his house was haunted by his fictional characters. That you would actually see the shadow whipping around a corner or some villain running down the hall. And I mean, you know, these are things that he created, but he focused on them so intensely that they somehow became externalized and projected in a way that other people could experience. And that is a very clean characterization or representation of what a tulpa might be. But actually, it's much more nuanced than that. In the same Wikipedia article, for example, they have a wonderful illustration from 1901. And it's called Thought Form of the Music of Gounod. Gounod was a composer. And this is a picture of a cathedral that looks like it's sitting in the countryside. And the artist has depicted visually the form of the music arising from the cathedral. And it looks like a big, colorful flower that has blossomed from the top of this church. So what we're talking about is taking something that is abstract and sort of representing it maybe with another sense or another sensibility. And I believe that, this is some people either you kind of either get this or you don't. But a tulpa is really kind of a mental mold that you can create either through focusing for a long time or having a bunch of people come together and focus all together on the same thing. So you create this mental mold. And when you do this over and over, eventually physical reality starts to conform to this mold and people start to experience this thing that you've created. And so tulpa mansi is really just the practice of working with tulpas, especially creating them. And you do this through repetition and focus and clear visualization. And so, for example, if I go into a town that doesn't have any kind of a ghost tour, there's no visual that represents that. There's no object that represents that. But I have stories. I can go around there and I can start talking to all these disjointed people and I can go through the archives and I can just dig around and find interesting stories and go, that's paranormal, or do my own investigation. And I start like putting all these dots together and connecting them. And I create this cohesive storyline saying like, okay, here's the paranormal stuff that's going on here. I've put all these pieces together and then I present that. I have now created a movie, a mental movie that fits on top of this location. And now it becomes a thing. It has life. And frankly, you can even make stuff up if you want to. You know, it's like, I try not to do that. If I go to a town, I try to use real stories and real experiences. But sometimes you're just like, look, this is a story. This is folklore. This is legend. I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm going to tell you. And I think it was Mark Twain who said, never let the truth get in the way of a good story or something like that, you know. And so, you can mix it up a little bit because it's for entertainment purposes. But the idea is that you can go to a city you've never been to before and not take a tour and leave. And maybe you'll have your own little perspective on that city based upon what you happen to do. But if you go there and you take a good tour, and I'm not just talking about a paranormal tour, I mean, just a good tour, and you're given this big sweeping vision, well, then you will remember that place differently and you will value that experience differently. It's just really invaluable, because what's more valuable than a memory? So I really think it's fantastic to create these types of grand thought forms. And I've done experiments before creating thought forms where, you know, like, for example, in my old museum, I did an experiment where I would take objects and put them in a room and leave them there and then remove them and then have people walk in later and tell me what object was there. And we set it up in a way so that the person was actually seeing the tulpa of the object. Because what I would do is I would have one person like focus on that object while it was there. And then we remove the object and then another person would come in and then they could see it because the previous person had burned its tulpa into the environment. See, this is a lot to talk about, but you can actually create a haunted property if you wanted to. If you're saying what we've done is create a tulpa here. And I think a lot of supposedly haunted places are probably just that. But you know what's cool? Is that if you can create a haunted property using repetition and visualization, well, you can do the same to create a sacred healing place. Think about the concept of angels and God itself. In the same way you can open a portal using the mind, You can also use that mind as an extension into the entire environment or the shared consciousness. In fact, the environment is partially just a reflection of the shared consciousness. And that's why we have different kinds of neighborhoods. You know, one place can be fundamentally physically the same as another, and yet one is crime-ridden and the other is upscale. And it's a matter of how the people in that area decided to collectively envision, share, and express ideas that became a tulpa or a mold into which physical reality eventually conforms. And think about that in terms of your own house. I'm talking about a guy like me going in and saying, I'm professionally going to create a tulpa around a whole city based upon a lot of things, based upon facts, research, experiences, folklore, legends. I'm going to put all that together into a great, interesting, enriching tulpa for, at very least, entertainment purposes. So you can do the same thing and make a tulpa around your house and give yourself whatever space that you want. Again, a sacred, healing space that gives you abundance and happiness. We got to take a break. When we come back, I have some pretty wild listener emails to share with you. I'm glad to get caught up. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Tired of thinning hair and not so thrilled with the options to reverse it? After 10 years of extensive research, Dr. Nathan Newman is proud to introduce Reveal. Easy to apply Reveal works great on men and women and is used in the comfort of your home. Applied morning and evening. Free of parabens, sulfates, silicones, and dyes, Dr. Newman uses stem cell technology and natural ingredients in this revolutionary product.
It's the only product that can be used for men and women without having to worry about side effects on your heart. It wasn't an accidental discovery. It was really made for the hair, so it doesn't have all the side effects that all the other products that we had. Because it was made for the hair, it really has very good effect very quickly. You will see the changes in your hair, not in 2 years, but you will see it within 2 or 3 months. You will see that it's thicker, is more lustrous, better. And the more you use it, the more it will continue to benefit and maintain the hair, because it's a fight against our genetics and against the hormonal changes that we get. Once you start using it and you see the benefit, you want to maintain it by continuing to use it.
Reveal is a luxury home care system applied twice daily that is as good a treatment as you would find at the most exquisite salons at a fraction of the price. And only at HealthyLooking.com can you get Reveal with free smart delivery shipping. Simply enter discount code George. Time to return to a fuller looking head of hair with Reveal from HealthyLooking.com or by phone 24/7 at 800-604-3129. 800-604-3129. Genuine Reveal is not available in stores. Order today at HealthyLooking.com. Reveal.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and recently on a podcast, I tossed out this really weird, obscure phenomenon that I've experienced. On the off chance that maybe somebody else out there has experienced something similar, I said that, you know, I can go to some mall or casino with a gigantic parking lot. And it seems like that frequently when Lauren and I walk out and we're ready to go and we get in our car, that there is always somebody who is also getting into his or her car right there next to us. Could be beside us or in front of us, but nowhere else in the parking lot. And it just happens all the time. And I'm like, why is that? What are the chances of that? I just tossed it out there as a weird thing. And boy, I got some interesting emails. I'm going to read some listener emails. This one comes from JD. He said, I was just listening to your podcast called The Strange and Twisted History of Money. Before you took one of your commercial breaks, you said, quote, we have to take a break here. And when we come back, I have something really interesting to read and also something very weird that happens in my life all the time that shows me just how connected we all are. Does this happen to you? End quote. JD writes, at that moment, my hand to God, I thought to myself, if he says something about people parked next to him leaving an establishment at the same time as he does, I will lose it. And after the commercial break, you said exactly that. I cannot believe this. I had a conversation with a friend of mine August 4th, and I told her how weird it was that over 90% of the time when I leave a store and go back to my car, the person leaving the same store behind me is either parked directly to the left or the right of me. This is so bizarre. I thought I was the only person this happens to, or at least the only person who noticed it. I cannot believe it. What the hell is going on? And that's from JD. Thank you, JD. And you know what? JD wasn't the only person who emailed me about this. Look, I was really happy to get his email and other emails. And look, the thing is, I still don't know what to make of this. I guess you could say at the simplest level, it just goes to show that we are all connected and that there is a design behind everything and that no one is truly independent and that to some extent you are always going to just happen to sync up with other people on some level. I mean, it's like when you're walking down the street
in Times Square and you pass somebody, just the fact that the two of you were at that place at that time means that even though you may know nothing about each other, you have enough in common that all these circumstances brought you two together for that little split second in time. So I think it at least illustrates that we are in sync with other people that we're unaware of. But as far as, you know, some kind of more significant meaning, I'm just not sure. I'm still thinking about that. And I'm really open to getting your emails. And, you know, I can't reply to every email I get, but I do read them all. And I'd love to have more of your thoughts on that. So isn't that something? I mean, can you imagine how shocked that JD really must have been of all the things I could have said? My wife can't even guess what I'm going to say next. We've been together all these years. So for him, good job. Okay, let's move on to some more emails. This one comes from Scott. He says, "Hi, Joshua. I recently found your podcast and have been binge listening to it. So, of course, I've heard the Good Fortune Tone a bunch, and I believe it's working. $1,500 just showed up in our bank account we were not expecting. My fiance wanted a new washing machine, and it's $1,100. A good used one just popped up on Facebook Marketplace for $200. I'd say that's some good fortune. Feel free to share this wherever you want. Thank you." And that's from Scott. Well, hey, that's great news. Thank you for that report, Scott. You know what? Here's something that surprised me. I never gotten anything like this before. I got an email from Jason in Colorado, and he said he was going to go to the bank and make a withdrawal. And he's always experimenting. He's very creative. He's always brainstorming and coming up with different ideas. And he decided, for whatever reason, to listen to the Good Fortune Tone before he went to the bank. Okay. So he went to the bank and he walked up to the ATM and he just did a standard ATM withdrawal, just like everybody else in the world. And he looks down, and guess what? The ATM has spit out some extra money. I'll just go ahead and tell you, it was an extra $40. I don't even know how that happens. And I don't know. I guess when that happens, you're supposed to turn it in. I don't know. But he literally said, "Look, I played the Good Fortune Tone and the ATM gave me extra money." So I don't want to get in trouble with any authorities. But that, maybe you should try that out and just see what happens. Okay, here's another email from Deborah. She wrote, "Greetings and salutations. I recently started listening to your podcasts." She said, "I had listened to you as a guest on other podcasts before. I would like to thank you, and your positive outlook and the Good Fortune Tone are amazing. I had listened to your shows for about 2 weeks every day at work, already thankful that I can listen at work. Beginning about the middle of July, I received an 8.19% pay increase effective August 1st. I was not due for a raise, and I have reached as high as I can in my position. I was flabbergasted and extremely thankful. It took about 2 hours after I was informed to remember that I had been listening to the Good Fortune Tone on your podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It works." And that is from Deborah. Well, congratulations, Deborah. Isn't that amazing? You know, these are real messages that I read to all of you all the time. And that's what inspires me to keep producing these things. And, you know, whether you're listening to the Good Fortune Tone or you go to my curiosity shop and you're experimenting with wishing machines or whatever. By the way, here's a tip about the Bad Buster. If you have a Bad Buster, a psionic dematerializer, I have found that one of the best things you can do is use it for one thing at a time. So write down, and I'm not going to get the details here, but you write down one thing and put it in there. Because in the beginning, I put three or four things in there, but I think it's just like a wishing machine. Write down one thing, put it in there. And then after a little while, if you feel like you don't see anything happening, take it out, refresh the way you word it, and then put it back in there and try it again. That's been helping me a lot, just staying focused on one thing at a time. So obviously, I got to play the good fortune tone for you. But before I do that, I want to play something that I think is kind of touching. And this is especially since I was talking about prayer and how grateful I am for all the people who've helped me through this tough time with this COVID deal. This is, you know, when soldiers would die in the Civil War, they'd go through their pockets and they would find whatever notes or information they had to identify them. And this is a piece of paper that was found inside the pocket of a dead soldier, an anonymous soldier in the U.S. Civil War. He had written, "I asked God for strength that I might achieve, but I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. And I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I had hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all men most richly blessed." Keep that in mind as you take a deep breath and listen to this, the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.